The White House is working with the American Council for Technology Industry Advisory Council, you know it as ACT IAC, to help shape the next round of customer service initiatives using commercial best practices. Customer service is one of the White House's top cross-agency priority goals. Jim Williams is a partner at Schombach & Williams Consulting. He's helping to head up that ACT IAC effort, and he joins me now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
And we should say that you have a government counterpart working with you on this ACT IAC initiative, correct?
I do. Martha Doris of GSA, who's been a passionate advocate for better customer service for her entire career. And she's really our workhorse and leader behind all of this.
Now, there's a lot of moving parts to this. There is the cross-agency priority goals, and they have their whole set of instructions and regulations. Then there's also the Digital Services Initiative, which is trying to get the online customer service. Tell us what ACT IAC is doing and how it ties in with all of these different initiatives from the White House.
Sure. Well, we named this as our fifth priority area under our strategic plan last year. And Martha Doris and I head that priority area with Herb Strauss, the deputy CIO of SSA, and Pete Wilson of ICF as our vice chairs. Last year's ELC, our Executive Leadership Conference, half of it was devoted to customer service, and I think you were there. We had packed houses. Now we're preparing a series of summits. Our first one will be September 24th here in D.C. It's a half day, and it's focused on both the customer experience and the employee experience and how that relates to customer experience. And we have Sloan Gibson, the Deputy Secretary of VA, and Beth Cobert, who was heading the management agenda, but is now, as you know, acting director of OPM. Both of them will be keynoting that day. And we hope to kick off a series of summits after that. And we're doing other things as well coming up with the administration on customer service.
Now, the federal government has for many years had different initiatives on this. I think it goes back to service to the citizen was what they called it back in the George H.W. Bush administration, if I recall, before there even was anything online. And so does this concern the ACT IAC effort concern both online and walk-in and other forms of service?
It does. In fact, Tom, it goes even farther back than that. About 9 days from now will be the 22-year anniversary of the first executive order on customer service, September 11th, 1993, as a result of the reinventing government, which I actually worked on. And that was really tried to kick this off. I think there's a sense of frustration, though, that here we go again. We're kind of starting over again. And a lot of it has been about prepare plans. And certainly the digital services and the online has come into this. But I think there's some good work being done right now to make this more real by the administration.
Because the VA is probably a pretty good, it may sound ironic given all the news of the last year, but this morning we heard from Allison Hickey, the Undersecretary for Benefits, about how the claims backlog for disability has been cut by 90%, and they're happening faster, and the backlog is going down. So there's a good case history of what the government is capable of if it's got enough people and money to do it.
Well, I think if you look at the success stories looking back, Charles Rosati at the IRS, where Dave Mader, who's now the acting Beth Cobert, Dave Mader and I had the honor of working for Charles when he really introduced the concept as taxpayers, as customers. I think Bob McDonald over at VA is doing the same thing, and he's appointed Tom Allen as the Chief Veterans Experience Officer, really their top customer service officer. And Tom is a fantastic guy. In fact, he's co-chairing our summit on September 24th with Lisa Vist of Maximus. They're putting together a great agenda. But Tom is really helping to do what Bob McDonald wants to, which is turn that place inside out. So the veteran has one view of the VA. The VA has one view of the veteran. And it's really that customer service perspective.
And so I'm wondering also, since there is an IAC piece to the ACT IAC, which is the industry side, to what degree does the government want to or will it bring in best practices or ideas, at least, from the private sector?
Well, meeting yesterday, Martha and I went over and met with Dave Mader, who's the acting deputy director for management, and with Lisa Danzig and Mark Bousseau, who are really heading this up. And they seem very enthusiastic about using ACT IAC even more. Now, we have a part of ACT IAC that's been doing great work, working with Herb Strauss at Social Security on life events. And life events is if you're going to have a child or you're going to change your name, you shouldn't have to go around to every single agency and have to do that yourself. Somebody should be able to take that life event and even proactively say, okay, you just have a child. Now you have to do all these things. Here's the resources available to you. And I think that's one good area. We're talking with Mark and Lisa. Lisa D'Angelo, who heads this as chief performance person under Dave Mader, about different things that we can do going forward to help them as they look to not only look at what they've done recently, which is implement the feedback button at kiosk, and that's for walk-ins, but how do you start to scale that, and how do you look at including the online experience as a way of gathering that feedback?
We're speaking with Jim Williams. He's a partner at Schombach and Williams Consulting, and of course a federal veteran of many, many years before retiring a few years ago. And what about the mobile piece of this? Because it seems like almost every commercial site is basically throwing their way over to mobile so that you can basically book a vacation and buy all the gifts for everybody from your phone nowadays.
Well, everybody has to think mobile. Even at DHS, if you're going to develop an application, it's mobile first. So everybody has to think DHS, and it becomes part of the experience. But for many of these agencies, it is one service channel, which is the channel which is online and mobile. There's also call centers. There's also walk-ins. You want to make sure that that is a customer experience. As Dave was talking yesterday, UPS, you engage the customer on the channel they want to engage. If they say they want to text, fine, you start texting. If you want to chat with them online, you do that. If they want to walk in, you do that, and you do it well every time.
Now, Dave Mader is primarily a finance guy. He's a numbers type of person there at OMB and other jobs. I think he was also at GAO for a while. And in the case of the IRS this past filing season, the terrible customer service was simply because they didn't have enough people, because they didn't have enough money to fully staff their centers. And so I imagine the financial piece of what it takes to bring in better customer service has got to be part of all of this thinking.
Well, the neat thing is Dave is actually a veteran of the IRS. Dave was, and he's a good friend. He spent a long career at the IRS, and then he went to Booz Allen, where he quickly became a partner. But he was focused on customer service then, as Beth Cobert at McKinsey was focused on customer service. So you've got real passionate advocates. So Dave is really a senior management guy. He's a finance guy. He's a management guy. But he is a big believer in customer service. We were all raised under Charles Rosati over at the IRS is customer first. And so I think Dave really gets this. And the IRS, I mean, they have their problems with resources. There's no question about it. I think they're trying to move faster and taking advantage of technologies that can even help close that gap.
And on the digital side, the one name I haven't heard yet is Tony Scott, the federal CIO. Is he working with ACT-IAC and part of this initiative also?
Well, he is, and Tony's doing a great job, and ACT-IAC is working with him in several ways. One is in cybersecurity, reaching out to the private sector and academia and looking for new ideas for how to improve the government's cybersecurity posture. We're working with him on FATAR implementation. We have a group that is solely devoted to something that's going to be big on Tony's plate, which is the next version of networks, the NS 2020 EIS effort, which is going to provide a new tool and a new networks tool in cybersecurity, and that's going to be big too. So looking at FATAR, cybersecurity, NS 2020, we're helping him in a lot of different ways, and he is a great guy, by the way. I think he's a super leader, too.
And with respect to NS 2020, that gets to the final piece of all this, and that is intergovernmental service, which is, for many agencies, what it means for customer service. I'm thinking, say, GSA, for example.
Well, I think the government is unfortunately not where they should be in customer service. There's a large gap with what people receive from the private sector, and we all know that. And I think we're really, once again, it feels like we're starting to gain momentum on customer service. I think what Mark and Lisa and Dave are doing with the feedback button, having customer service awards coming this fall, and really targeting those places where we really impact the citizen, I think it's starting to feel like a movement again, and I hope we can get things going. But certainly there's a lot of work to be done.
Jim Williams is a partner at Schombach and Williams Consulting. Thanks so much for joining me.
Always great, Tom.